This morning I'm going to be speaking about pearls of wisdom, and I'd like to use as our text, I figure out how to work the machine, is James chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. James says, "This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." I divided this lesson into two parts, and this morning we are going to look at the first part, swift to hear. And next week we will consider the next two items of this particular verse, slow to speak and slow to anger. It's important for us to listen. It's important for us to hear one another, but it's also very important for you and I to listen to God. The way we listen to God is to read His Word. So this morning we're going to talk about swift to hear. Each and every one of us should sharpen our skills so that we listen attentively. Not so much of worldly things, but more important, we listen to God. So people are called upon to listen attentively to God's word, to His Son, and also to words of wisdom. And where do we find God's word? And that's in the Bible. We also know that Christians must not only listen to God's word, but also put it into practice. Be active. Be Christ-like. And we could all achieve that. We could all accomplish that in our lives if we put God's word in our lives into our practice. Our daily practice. Not when we meet Sunday mornings or in classes, but 24/7. We should apply ourselves to be God's servant, no matter where, no matter when, at all times. And when you look at the saints in the first century, Peter, in his letter to those individuals who were scattered because of their lives, because of their faith, he tried to encourage them. No matter what it costs, stay the course. And that's what Christians should do. In our times today, we should do that, no matter what it's going to cost us. And we're not faced with death in our situation, but yet there may be a time that we will. You go back to the 50s, the 60s, we see that those people who wanted to serve God that were behind communist control, their lives were in jeopardy. Their lives were going to be forfeited because they were worshiping God. So they did that in hiding. We today in this country, we don't have that. But yet, it may be a time that we will, and we'll face that. So Christians must not only listen to God, but put those things into practice to be better servants of His. And those who refuse to listen to God's word or to correction are condemned. God's word not only teaches us, but also it admonishes you and I. It guides us. Just think of a parent to his children who brings that individual up. He disciplines those individuals. God disciplines you and I. And the way he does that is by telling us what we should do by staying away from sin. But yet sin is rampant. It was rampant from the beginning of time. You could go back to the days of our patriarchs. We see that sin was there. Sin was present during Jesus' time. During the first century church, sin is present today. And we as Christians should sharpen our skills by listening to God and applying God's word to our lives so that we could stand up for the truth, stand up for Him. And if you refuse to listen to God, you'll be counted with those who are sinners. And you'll be lost eternally. We had listened to sermons regarding sin. And some people try to justify, well, there's so many degrees of sin. Sin is sin. And the ramifications of sin is a spiritual death, a spiritual separation from God. So, we as Christians should listen to God so that we can be approved of Him. And if you refuse to listen, you'll be counted. If you refuse to listen to God's word, you'll be counted among those who are sinners. So the importance of listening. First of all, we should listen to God's word and to His spokesman. Back in the Old Testament, we see that God's mouthpiece were the prophets. They communicated God's will to people. Did they listen? Some did, many didn't. But a true disciple hears God's word. And it affects him in such a way, once he heard the message of God, he will obey it. You know, it's evident when you see someone who is a Christian. We see the hunger he has for God. He sees the passion for God's word in his life. You see the application that he makes of God's word in his life. You see that each and every one of us could be like Christ. A lot of times you go through your life, and I do, in a situation I'll ask myself, what would Jesus do in this case? And a lot of times you come up with the right answer, which is not the human answer that I come up with, but it's God's answer. So you have to listen to His word. We all are seeking salvation. We all want to be with God. So we hunger for God's word. The psalmist said, actually it was David in Psalms chapter 42 and verse 1. As a deer pants for water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Listen to God's word. We see in Psalms chapter 81 and verse 8, a message to the children of Israel. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel. If you would listen to me, you could just conjure back the days of Moses. We see where they wandered throughout the wilderness, grumbling, complaining. Did they listen? Obviously, they didn't. And that generation perished. And only three individuals of that generation saw the promised land. So hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. God will teach us. God would be with us and guide us. Listen to him. In Acts chapter 2, verse 14, one of the spokesmen of God, Peter. And the first sermon that he preached, he says to the people that were listening, but Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. And those words were guided by the Holy Spirit, where he reiterated what those individuals did to Jesus by putting him to death. But there is a path that God allowed for you and I to journey, and that is through the death of Jesus Christ. We should listen. Paul said in Acts chapter 13, verse 16, but Paul stood up and motioning with his hand said, men of Israel, you who fear God, listen. Listen to God's word. Our faith in God, in his promises to us, comes from his word. How do you know what he's saying if you don't listen to his word? You don't understand his word. You don't study his word. You don't apply his word to your lives. Our faith is marked by God's word. And we have to be obedient to that word in our lives. So listening to God's word and his spokesman, his prophets, we have the complete record today in the Bible that God revealed that he wants us to follow. And it's up to you and I to listen to that. Another important factor of listening is to listen to Jesus. When Jesus was here, he taught. He was among the people when he was on earth. Pay attention to his word. Read it. Measure every idea that he shared with us. Every principle he shared with us. Measure it against the Bible, God's word. Just because the individual who preaches God's word from this pulpit doesn't mean you should take his word. Study it yourself. apply those scriptures that the individual shares with you and look at them and apply them to your lives. Believers should not rely on their own knowledge, their own diligence of understanding. Leave it to God to guide you, because he has given each and every one of us the Holy Spirit when we became children of God. And let him lead us through God's word. You know, our faith becomes real to you and I, our individual faith, when we are receptive to God's word, when we apply God's word. And when Jesus was here, he shared many, many teachings. And the Bible doesn't contain all the things that he'd done, all the miracles that he'd done. It only gives us a snapshot of God's of Jesus when he was here. And that's, God feels that's enough for you and I. That's enough for us to understand God's word. So listen to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased." And the tail end of that verse is, "Listen to him." Listen to Jesus. Listen to what he had taught. And we have that in the Bible. We have all the parables that he shared with us. They are meaningful. They present a picture for you and I to follow. And Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." That's what Jesus expects his disciples, his believers, to follow him. We as Christians can relate to that. We as Christians can relate to the magnificence of his word by reading and understanding it. And John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus promised us something. He said, "If you abide in me," Jesus promised, "and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. But this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." Let's remember, we are following Jesus. We are his followers. We are his, as Paul had put it in the Roman letter, chapter 6, we are slaves to righteousness. We are his. And let's do what we can to follow Jesus' teachings. And more important, apply it in our lives. Another important factor of listening is the words of wisdom. What is wisdom? Well, wisdom is insight, it's knowledge, and good judgment. We should be listening to God's word and making application of it. We see that in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20, "Listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days." Remember the God's servant Job? He He had a difficult life, and I'm not going to read the whole book of Job, but yet I'm going to share one verse with you that will basically focus your minds on what he said about God. In Job chapter 12, verse 13, talking about God, Job said, "With him are wisdom and might. To him belong counsel and understanding." Same thing as Solomon when he wrote this. Listen to the counsel and accept the discipline of God. And it's going to make you wise for the rest of your days. James shares with us, he says in chapter 2, verse 5, "Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?" Listen. Listen to those words of wisdom. Also, believers should not listen to false prophets and ungodly suggestions. In the days of Israel, they didn't listen. In fact, Ted had shared with us a study of Jeremiah. We read in chapter 27 of Jeremiah and verse 9. "But as for you, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, or your dreamers, your soothsayers, or your sorcerers." Don't listen to those individuals who speak to you saying, "You will not serve the king of Babylon." And we all know through history that Babylon conquered the children of Israel. And they were brought back to the land of Babylon as slaves. In 1 John 4, verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out in the world." False prophets existed from day one. That we know. They existed in time of Jesus. They plagued the apostles in their teachings. We should listen. We should listen to God's word and not to these false prophets. Chapter 2 of 2 Peter, we're going to study tonight, which falls right into this. Not to listen to false prophets. And Peter's going to argue the point. Stay the course. Look at all those cases before you that God turned his back because of sin. Listen to them. And stay the course. Be faithful. Also, we know that the wicked refuse to listen to God. They put their own selfishness ahead of God's plan. Jeremiah says in chapter 7 and verse 13, "And now because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and I speak to you, risen up early and speaking, but you do not hear, and I call you, but you do not answer." Again in chapter 17 of Jeremiah in verse 23, "Yet they did not listen or incline their ears, but stiffened their necks in order not to listen or take correction." We as Christians should accept admonishment from God so that we can get our lives back on the right track. We could stay away from sin. In Jeremiah's time, there was an individual that came after him, another prophet, called Micah. And you know, the false prophets had told Micah, stop preaching. Stop preaching righteousness. Listen to those false prophets. But yet he continued on preaching God's word. And that's an example for you and I. No matter what people say to you that is contrary to the word of God, continue preaching God's word. Continue sharing the gospel message with others, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. And those who refuse to listen to correction are condemned. Just think back of the days of Noah, Genesis chapter 6. Noah was preaching about righteousness, repenting from your sins. And those men of that time refused to listen. And what did God do? Well, we all know the story. He sent the flood, wiped out the whole world, and only 8 people were saved. Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives. Listen to God. Repent from your sins and live a righteous life. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17, if your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have one brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell them to the church. And if he refuses to listen to even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. If your brother or sister is trying to encourage you, trying to point out the error of your sins, listen to that individual. Because he's not doing it to browbeat you. He's not doing it to ridicule you. He's doing it so that your soul will be not lost eternally. You know, when you think of something eternally, you think of it a long time. And it's scary to be lost eternally, to be away from God. So listen to your brothers and sisters who are trying to help you, trying to point out that you have to correct something in your lives. God's people must not only listen to God's word, but also put it into practice. In James chapter 1, verses 22 to 24, we see that, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. So listen to God and put it into practice. We just finished 1 Peter's letter to the saints of the dispersion. And if you were to go back to chapter 2, verse 11 of 1 Peter, to chapter 4, verse 11 of 1 Peter, you're going to see that Peter is sharing with his readers back in the first century and also today on how we're supposed to live and conduct ourselves as Christians. Take some time to read that. But not only read it, but apply it to your lives. It's important. We have many examples in the Bible about listening. Now, I'm going to share with you a few, actually four, so that, and there's many more, and I'm sure you could think about those examples, but it's important that we listen. We listen to God's word. First one is Sarah was listening at the tent door. Well, what is that all about? Well, we see in the Genesis record, chapter 18, Abraham was talking to the Lord, and then all of a sudden these three individuals came, and he went out and get the fatted calf for them as a feast. And Sarah, we jump down to verse 7 of chapter 18, verse through 10. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a tender and choice calf and gave it to the servant. And he hurried to prepare it. He took curds and milk and the calf, which he had prepared, and placed it before them. And he was standing by them under the tree as they ate. And then he said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" He said, "There in the tent." And he said, "I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will soon have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door, which was behind him. She stood in the background listening to this conversation. And Sarah was in her later years and said, "Well, how could I have a son? But yet it's a miracle of God." Listen. Samuel listened to God. God wanted Samuel to be a prophet. And then I went the wrong way here, sorry. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you that you should speak. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." So Samuel went down and lay down in his place. And then the Lord came and stood and called as the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Listen to God. The crowds listened to Jesus. We see in Luke chapter 20, verses 41 through 44. Then he said to them, "How is it that they say the Christ is David's son? For David himself said in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' Therefore, David calls him Lord. And how is it he's his son?" And while all the people were listening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love respectful greetings in the marketplaces, in the chief seats, in the synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. But yet those individuals, they devour widows' houses, and for the appearances sake offer long prayers. They will receive great condemnation." The people were listening to Jesus. They were listening to his teachings. Hopefully they understood. But yet, we know what happened. They crucified him. But it was God's plan that he was crucified, so that all mankind, you and I included, we will have forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Jesus, who died on the cross. So the crowd listened to Jesus. And people listened to the apostles in the first century about the gospel. They were listening about them teaching about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. One example that sticks in my mind all the time is Lydia. In Acts chapter 16, verse 14, a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. So this individual was listening, and she obeyed the gospel. Listening to someone preach the message of salvation. So we all should be swift to hear. And next week we're going to talk about we should be slow to speak. We should be slow to anger. Because an angry person doesn't accomplish the righteousness of God. It defeats that. And this morning we looked at the importance of listening. We should listen to God's word and his spokesman. We should listen to Jesus Christ. The way you listen to Jesus Christ is look at his life. Study his life. Make applications of what he's said to your life. Put it into practice. Listen to the words of wisdom, and we find that in the Bible. Believers should not listen to false prophets or ungodly suggestions. Just think back. The people of Israel, children of Israel who had God's mouthpiece by Jeremiah, but they refused to listen to him. They had the prophets. They refused to listen to him. We have what they said in the Bible. Let's listen to them. Let's follow what God wants you and I to do. The wicked refuse to listen to God. And those who refuse to listen to correction are condemned. They will be lost eternally. We also looked at God's people should not only listen to God's word, but put it into practice so that other people can see what a Christian is about. But not only that, is you are a servant of God and you should be showing that. We have a lot to defeat, and that is Satan. And by listening to God and putting it into practice, it's going to show what type of Christian you are. And this morning we looked at the examples of listening. With that, that concludes today, this lesson.